B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going.
Sound off. All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's the sound off line. When you got something to say, hit us up on that line. We have a message. We listen to all of them. And we select certain ones for the big show.
So they're saying the Giants are the favorite now to sign Bryce Harper and that Bryce Harper is going to make a decision this week. I will say this. Not that Realmuto is not a great player. Not that Segura is not a great shortstop in this league. But when you tease stupid money and you don't land a big fish like Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, my interest drops off the planet.
You're like me. That's what I'm waiting for. Listen, they're nice. Yeah, they've improved themselves a little bit. They improved themselves to the extent where I'm going to get real excited about them winning something.
The fact that Kareem Hunt can get a job after he knocked around his girl and Colin Kaepernick can't get a sniff of a job is the hypocrisy at its finest with the NFL. The NFL and its ownership are enablers.
But they did their due diligence. Didn't you hear John Dorsey, the gentleman? They did their due diligence. Apparently that diligence didn't include rewatching the video.
I want to ask you about that real fast, Mike. How is it that, like, even if you hate Kaepernick, and I understand there are people out there listening that, that hate him, they have to acknowledge that what Hunt did is way worse.
Yeah,
how can they, with a straight face, be okay with that and still be okay with Kaepernick being out of the league? How?
No, because people's justification is that Kareem Hunt did not disrespect the flag or veterans. That's the justification.
Let me tell you what I think about this Ben Simmons saga that seems to be popping back up. I don't care. If he wants to go to L.A., it doesn't matter that we have the fifth year. It doesn't matter if he really wants to go. He wouldn't be the first player to take a pay cut to go somewhere else to do something he wants to do. LeBron and Chris Bosh took pay cuts to go to Miami. If he wants to do it, he's going to do it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do it for at least three, four years. And by that time, Sixers win a couple championships. And then if he wants to go, I got two in my pocket, I may feel less about it.
I wake up this morning, first thing I see on the news, oh, surprise, surprise, Manny Machado and Bryce Harper haven't signed anywhere yet. Isn't this a little absurd? You know what? The damn owners of these leagues don't have balls. You should make these guys sign.
How are you going to make these guys sign? What are you going to do to make them sign? Oh, put a gun to their head? He's going to wait for offers. Give me a better offer, I'll sign.
Please take that sound drop off the air. Dog number five will always resent you. That's basically what he's saying.
Number five will always love you.
No, man, he was sincere. He just doesn't know how to be sincere. He was, you know, that's his idea of being sincere. But he doesn't really realize it doesn't come off like sincere.
Flyers, Penguins, playoff-like atmosphere last night. And just like the playoffs, Claude Giroux was invisible as always.
Oh, a Giroux? Come on, man. We gotten past the ripping G.
No.
G is what he is. He's, you know, he's still a good player for them.
But he didn't deliver last night.
He didn't deliver. I guess he didn't deliver. And play, you know, Crosby. Crosby outplays him all the time. Crosby always shines against him. And, you know, and they had the Pico power play for 5 minutes last night to close the game out. Chance to tie it up. 6-on-4 they had.
The Bristol Bunnies? Who signed off on that? I mean, I think if it was in an all-girls school, maybe. My God, what a terrible name.
Dude, what do you want me to do? I went around in the 40s. I would have protested.
Did you ever hear the story as to how they came up with that even for 1 year? Did you ever hear the story of how they came up with Bunnies?
No, I never did. Maybe there were more girls at the time that were enrolled to school in the 40s.
The Phillies
tipped their hand, so to speak, when they came out and made it known they want to sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. Now, every day that goes by, and we don't sign one of these guys, to me, that's showing that, yes, they're slipping away. That's why the odds are getting more and more in other teams' favor and out of our favor. The more time that goes on, the more likely these guys slip away. But let's get ready for some Gene Segura.
Well, listen, he's a good player, says Real Muto. So there's a couple of relief pitchers they added, but you got to make the big splash. I'm telling you, I'm just in a holding pattern. You know, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about them signing a Bryce ball putting pressure on the sign. I'm worried about the day they sign that it has to be with the Phillies. And if it's not, then I'm not going to be real happy.
Everybody's so confused about the Nick Foles situation, it makes no sense to me. It's simple as this. There's no way they're going to franchise tag Nicky unless they have a trade in place. Otherwise, walks, they get a compensation pick a year from now, probably a third rounder. Why all the conversation?
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty clear. People kind of know that. They would franchise tag him if they find a partner. Otherwise, they'll take a compensatory pick. And that's why they haven't done it officially yet, because they're working on a trade somewhere. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.